This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. This year has already been a banner year for rainfall for many of us. As we wring our hands sloshing through soggy soil, what do we do? Some folks are seeing lots of mushrooms in their lawn. Others are dealing with standing water, which can literally drown your lawn. Air gaps that normally provide breathing room are filled with water. Grassroots die if they go without air for too long. Wet conditions also encourage, fungus that can create dieback, damage, and even kill your plants. We tend to forget that grass is a lot of small plants. Although there may not be a lot you can do where areas are still saturated, the most important thing is to avoid any traffic in the affected area. Too much traffic will create structural damage to your lawn, creating compacted soil that's very difficult to repair. Before you attempt to tackle your lawn issues, make sure the soil has dried out sufficiently. You may need to reseed or even resod if you can. Most perennial plants can withstand standing water for a few days, but any more than that, the root structure will suffer. Never walk through the area while it's saturated. One thing we sometimes forget about is making sure our containers have drainage holes. Some of those large ceramic containers don't have much. You can give them an advantage when planting by providing perlite in the soil mix and/or placing foam blocks in the bottom. If your veggie garden became a pond, let the soil dry and reassess whether they're worth saving. Likely, they may not be. Leafy greens are probably just too infiltrated with dirt and silt. Hopefully, we're on the backside of all this rainfall. Go to GardenBite.com for more information on how to protect your home and repair your lawn after a flood. I'll have a link to the University of Minnesota Extension that has extensive flood information. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.